Today is February 12th, 2020. We're going to do what's called lesson number 11. The title sounds a little scary. Preparation for shoulder stances, as you think, oh, and that's why I said we're going to be on our back, because I didn't want you guys to think, oh, we're actually going into a shoulder stand. It's preparation. That's the key word. But what grabs you is, isn't it interesting language? What grabs you is shoulder stand, right? Titles. It's like the film. How many of you have seen the film that won so many Academy Awards, Parasite? Right, like that's a strong title, right? So I do want to see it, you know.
Is it playing now?
It is playing now. I think it'll be out for a while. It's, yeah.
Should be.
You know, but it's supposed to be pretty heavy duty. Did you guys watch the Academy Awards?
Yeah.
I was so pleased with myself. I picked almost everything correct. And I like just kind of, hammered it like 3 days before, just started, Redbox came out with all of them, or like Netflix, you know, started watching them. And yeah, like Harriet. I mean, and a lot of, you know, they all were heavy. They're all heavy. Did you guys see The Joker? Yeah, so you got The Joker, you got 1917, you've got Harriet, Judy.
Yeah.
Did you guys see Judy?
That was wonderful.
I mean, right? They're all...
heavy times.
Ford versus Ferrari.
That was, I loved that film. But I like car racing. So, it was a beautifully done film, and like I went to that one with my daughter, and she had no idea. It's funny, when I was a little girl, I wanted to be a car racer. Like,
I didn't know that about you.
Just people don't know the intricate, you know, how intricate it is. They just think, oh, it's about driving fast, but I mean, there is so much to, you know, the building of the car and just everything. Just kind of really fascinating. Okay, saying that, let's go ahead and lie on our backs today. How are you, Bren? Good? Okay, so lie on your back, arm long down by your side, legs long. How's your head today? Should we give you a little?
I'm flat.
You're flat. So again, we take these first few minutes for you to just settle in with yourself. Into the floor. I mean, I just love this floor because it's such a firm but comfortable, right? It's not like a wooden floor. It's such a beautiful floor to give you a really good sense of yourself. And where do you feel contact? Where maybe don't you have contact? What are you noticing between the right side and the left side? Do you have any areas today of tension or discomfort? Or sometimes for many of us, it can be something that just feels chronically nagging at us, right? So what is showing up for you today as you're becoming aware of yourself on the floor? And then slowly and gently roll your head to the right and left to notice the ease or quality of ease of rolling your head to each side. And how that feels. And then when you bring your head back to the center, direct your attention to your breath and your breathing. So notice your inhalation and your exhalation. So again, not to change anything, just to become aware. And just as a little reminder of where we were last week, please roll straight over. Do come to your hands and knees. Once you're on your hands and knees, place your head on the floor in between, but I do want you on your hands, not your elbows. Nope, your hands right by your head. Elbows in the air. And I want you to think about, just think, right, as if you were going to do a headstand, right? So where would you put your head? What part of your head would you put down to prepare? So if your head's too far away, right, you really need to be on the top part of your head. So see if you can really be on the top part of your head, really use your hands close by. So it's almost like they're almost parallel, but maybe like a little bit of a triangle, right? Just, they're very supportive. And now gently, and you guys all have your toes tucked under, which is good. I want you to lift a little bit just the right knee, just as if you were going to put a piece of paper under there. And then the left knee. Now, I know your first thought was to go side to side, and I want you to think a little bit more straight up to the ceiling. So when you lift the knee, your pelvis goes up towards the ceiling, which adds a little more weight to your head. So just a little introduction here. What does it feel like to load your head a little bit? Okay. Beautiful. Let it go. Roll over onto your backs and rest. Legs long. And immediately check in with your breath and your breathing. So when we go into these different positions of inverting, it creates a really dramatic shift of our breath and our breathing. Just notice how much bigger the volume is right now. So you're going to have in your mind, your thought, that same position we just did, but we're going to introduce it on your back. So we're going to do that by bending your knees, bringing your feet to standing, and then you're going to make fists with your hands. And you're going to bring your knees into your chest, and maybe before you use the fists, I mean, let's see how this goes, or you can use your hands. You're going to prop up your pelvis, so that you lift your pelvis in the air and your knees come up over in the direction of your head and your shoulders. So you either can use your hands as fists under your pelvis, or you can hold your pelvis in the air with your hands. But your pelvis is in the air. That means it's no longer on the ground. Your butt cheeks are facing the ceiling. Your pelvis is still on the ground. Up in there. You can swing your leg. There you go. So use your hands if you need to hold your pelvis up. The other trick is let your legs fall closer to your head. So it's not so much work. Yeah, so your pelvis is still on the ground.
I know.
Right? So it's like, yeah, so you think of swinging your legs to try to get your bum up and then hold it up. Really swing your legs and try not lifting your head. There you go. That's it. More momentum. Okay, and everybody else come out of it and then get there again. So come back to your back. Legs standing. Pause for a minute. And then swing your legs up, lift the pelvis, get the hands underneath, hold it up in the air. That's it. Better, Brenda. Okay? So what this does It brings a lot of weight up to the shoulder blades and your cervical spine. Come out of it again. We'll try it one more time. So again, swing the legs. Really swing the legs. Get the pelvis up. Yeah, so instead of sticking your hands under, start again. Really help the legs to swing up. There you go. There, oh, oh, oh. Now get your pelvis up now. Get your hands under your pelvis. No, not the back. Lift. Use those hands. Hold yourself there. Hold yourself up. Excellent. Okay, everybody got it? Come out of it, rest. So what makes this hard is the upper back. Back to the upper back. When that area is really stiff and stagnant, that is what makes this hard. No, legs long. Always legs long when we rest. So just feel your breathing, right? Because that does a number on your breathing. Okay, so now you're going to bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. And you're going to bring your right knee, your right leg up into your chest and then straighten your right foot up towards the ceiling. Okay, so just think of the right leg up, right leg. Okay, right leg. Okay, your left hand is going to come under your head. So you're going to support your head with your left hand. And you're going to use your right hand. I'm going to use the word caress. Okay, it's like taking a shower, is to caress your right leg, traveling from the outer thigh to the knee to the shin towards your foot, and you can lift your head with the left hand to support getting as close to your foot as possible. So really lift your head, let your chin tuck into your chest. Right, so that this upper back can round and you keep the leg up the whole time. No swinging. Just keep the leg there. Leg doesn't move. No, leg doesn't move. Lower your head. Now lift the head and reach. So it's a reaching. Don't move the leg. Reach. Okay, so keep the leg up there. That's it. So you don't hold on. You reach for the leg, and then you come back, bringing your head back to the floor. That might not even be high enough, but for right now, there you go. Okay? Why I want that under, why I'm going to let you do that, is I want you to feel the leg be stationary. So one of the important things with this movement, I've used the word before, a constraint, is your leg does not move. What moves is your whole upper body comes towards the leg. To allow the right arm to reach towards the right foot. So you support your head with the left hand. So the whole upper back, guess what, has to bend to reach and slide. And it's okay if you do it once or twice, then you need to pause and come back to it again. Beautiful. Okay, one more time and then we'll rest. And when you rest, legs long, arms long, rest on your back. Beautiful. Okay, let's bend your knees again. This time, let's put your right hand behind your head, and we'll bring your left leg to the ceiling. So once it's up there, you keep it there. And you're going to slide the left hand to approach the left foot. So you're going to lift your head with the right hand. So again, you are folding your neck, your cervical spine, your upper thoracic spine, so that your left hand can approach the left foot. And then you let it go. So you come all the way back down, lower your head, and then you fold again. It's not to stay up there, but there's no activity occurring in the leg. So what happens for some of us is when we don't know how to move in our neck and upper back, we do the movement in the leg. Good. Okay, let it rest. Legs long, arms down by your side, and rest. Okay, so this time you're going to come up to sitting. So bring yourself, roll to your side, come up to sitting, legs long, and you're going to lean on your right forearm. So bring your right forearm, that's it. Left hand behind your head, okay? And you're going to introduce the left elbow, and this time you get to lift the leg to the right knee and the right knee to the left elbow, okay? And think of your leg staying long. So your leg is long. That's it. Lift the right leg to bring it towards the left elbow. Right leg. Lift. Even higher. There. And try to keep it long. So you fold. Fold. And unfold. Breathe. That's it. Okay. Now, pause for a moment. Bring the left hand to your right knee. And you're going to bring yourself up to lean on your right hand so you can slide the left hand towards the right foot. So now bend the whole body forward. So your left hand slides down to the right foot, and it slides back. Have the legs slightly spread. Bring the whole trunk forward. Lean forward. Slide down the shin. This is like what you just did on your back. Okay? You can move the positioning of the right hand to support you. That's it. Explore inside the right leg, outside the right leg, and with your right hand, have your fingers pointing forward. There you go. That's it. Good. Come back to leaning on the right forearm again. Left hand behind the head. And now let's see what it's like to lift the leg and bring, my gosh, what happened? So much easier, right? Good. Rest on your backs. Okay, you'll come up to sitting again, and this time you'll lean on the left forearm. Have your legs long but a little bit spread apart. Bring the right hand behind the head, and first introduce right elbow to left knee and leg to right elbow. But already this side's a little easier because you know what to do. Back to the brain, what I talked about the brain. See how quick it is? It's amazing how quick it is. Great. Okay, bring yourself straight up to sitting. Still have the legs slightly spread apart, left hand by your side, fingers forward, and you're going to slide the right hand along the left leg. So you explore the inner leg, the outer leg. Bring yourself forward. See if you can bend so far forward you start to take your nose down to your knee, right? And you start to come off your bum. That butt starts to lift a little bit, right? It's okay to let the butt lift. Beautiful, Corinne, beautiful. Right, so you drop your head, Bonnie. Look at your foot. Look where you're going, bend that upper back.
I need to tell a lot of lies to get there.
You need to what?
Tell a lot of lies to get there.
His nose needs to be.
Good, okay. Lean back on the left forearm, bring the right hand behind the head. And lift the left leg, left knee, right elbow. Should be so much lighter and easier. Very nice. Okay, let's rest on your backs again. So I was sharing with the spin class, where these two lovely people were with me before, is one of the greatest gifts from learning this method and this work is that your brain cannot be in two places at once. And so where we direct our brain is where we're at. And it's a great skill. Unfortunately, so much of what's in front of us in society works the opposite way. So actually, when you're looking at your phone or things like that, you're actually not using your brain very much, right? Okay, let's come up to sitting again. This time, let's try sitting with your legs crossed. And when you cross your legs, just notice which ankle you bring closer than the other. Bring the hands to the floor in front of you. And you're going to start to try to slide the hands away from you. Again, thinking of your bum coming up, dropping your head, right? Reaching forward. Think that you're reaching for something. You're creepy, you're crawling your fingers. Beautiful, right? So you're going to reach for something. Yeah, and Casey, that's beautiful. You can go so far forward, you might even pop up on your knees. Woo, what a thought. Right, if you kept on reaching or if I came and grabbed you, imagine if you were in quicksand. And there was a rope in front of you and you're inches away. And if you could get that rope, it's gonna save your life. How could you get your bottom up? Okay, so excellent. Okay, so let's try this way. Now that you're up sitting, can you just swing your legs to the side and come up onto your hands and your knees? You're just this time I'm going to let your head be to the front of the room. That's it. Hands and knees. Spread your knees wider apart, really wide. You can let your feet cross if you want, just lightly, or not cross, but knees wider. There you go. Okay. So it's probably easier if your ankles are crossed, but you're going to start to sit your bottom back and have it come behind the feet. So Casey, wider knees. Wide, yeah. So kind of like, and let the feet, ankles cross. Yeah, ankles. So take your bottom back. And then you might kind of go kerplunk and fall on your bottom and come to sitting.
Oh,
oh my goodness, I see. Right?
I'm not saying I can do it. I'm saying I understand what.
And now come forward again. Well, what was so hard about that? Right? Drop your head. So see, how can you go back? That's it, Casey. And then can you come forward again? Beautiful. And you may want to change the crossing of the feet. Usually you select the easiest way. So I want you to go with what's easiest. If you feel like changing up, that's it, Bonnie. Get your head down. Trust, let that back open up. Just trust it. Sit that bottom down. Just think, I'm going to take my bottom back. Back, Bonnie. Let the feet relax. Take your head down. There you go. Take your bottom back. Keep on going. Go back. Sit, sit. Yes! Fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. Sometimes I just don't know with you if...
I think it's my angle. I don't know.
Go back. See if you can just go back more. Who put the cement in you? So undo your ankles, whatever you need to do to sit your bottom back. You want to spread your legs wider? There you go. Let this go. Yeah, there. You get in a place where I look at you and I think, seriously, there's cement. Why can you not move another inch? There you go. Keep going. There you go. Keep going, let those feet, keep going, sit that bottom back. Ah, oh, look at that. There you go, melt into it. That was beautiful. See that that's possible. I really appreciate, Casey, how you're working with yourself today. It's really nice to watch, you know, so. Everybody's in a different place. There's something, roll on your backs and rest. Something that is challenging for everybody, right? It's really personal. This work is very personal. So when I'm helping one person like Bonnie, you just dig deep with yourself. And remember, anything and everything is possible. That's why you're here. And we just take like little steps towards it. Just feel how you feel right now, Bonnie. I think that that really, really like blew your mind for a minute there. Because you're not used to that kind of melting that you can go a little further. Does that make sense? That was huge for you. Just like, oh my gosh, I can't. Like you tend to just butt up something and just stop. And that's something I want you to practice with. It's just this idea of melting into things. Yeah. Okay, so from here, let's go back to bending your knees. Bring your feet to standing. We're going to go back to the earlier position where you're going to lift the legs, you're going to swing the legs, you're going to get that butt up the air, put your hands under the pelvis. That's it. Keep it going. Come on.
So
come
close.
On. Up. And now get those hands. Use those hands and elbows. They are your support. Now let your knees relax. Let the knees dangle next to your earlobes. Everybody find your earlobes. Bring those knees as close to the earlobes. The closer the knees get to the earlobes, the safer it feels. Look at the progress you've made, right? Things are opening up, things are better. Okay, Casey, can you round in your back a little bit more? So drop the knees a little bit more. Think of your mid back, rounding. There you go. Excellent. Okay, can you think of alternating one knee coming down to one earlobe or the ground? It's like bicycling. And then the other knee, right? Drop one knee and think, gosh, eventually my knee could touch the floor. Fabulous, you guys. Okay, slowly come out of it and rest. All right, so it does a number on your breathing. I know. So come back to rest. Let's unfold this and just do a little bit for you. Right? This is incredible for you. Incredible. Legs long, arms long. Just feel the breathing, right? Big breath. I think one of the things I love about this lesson and kind of this series that I'm doing is it is very challenging to get to this upper back area and neck area where we get so stuck. Like we just sometimes don't even realize how stuck we are, right? How rigid, that's maybe a better word, the rigidity. And to get this kind of bend and movement up there is extraordinary. But it's a process. And if you remember from last week, one of the things I talked about is these lessons are designed so you can get out of it, right? You can get in, you can get out. Safety is critical. You never want to be put into something where you can't get out. That's something to think about, Brenda. And that's something I think that's important for you. Because I wonder if it relates to the pain.
Stiff.
Yeah, and I'm wondering where all that came from.
Age.
Now, some of us have more of that than, right? We all have something. That's not one thing, it's another. Okay. From here, you're going to just roll over, hands and knees face the back of the room. Remember, hands and knees. And I really want you to take your time to think about where are you going to place your head down. So you're going to think in your mind, oh, okay, yes, I am eventually going to do a headstand. Imagine that. So where would I put my head that it's going to feel the safest and the most protected? I've got my hands in a position to protect. Where's that place? Tuck the toes under, right? Like for running. And when you feel safe, start to lift the right knee up, lift the pelvis up in the air. Then try to lift the left knee. Okay. The next phase, only if you're ready, is you pop both knees up. What is it like to take both knees? So the pelvis is going to come up in the air and you're going to feel a lot of pressure on your head. And then you come off of it. So just itty bitty bites. Can you bring the pelvis up? Bring a little more weight onto your head. How does that feel in the neck? Right? So this is safe. Because why? You can get out of it. You introduce a little bit and you get out of it. So this is one of the best possible things for creating back in your neck, your cervical spine, stability and freedom, is introducing a headstand. Because we don't weight bear on our heads. Our head is up all the time. So actually, this tells the muscles in the neck they don't have to work. It's incredibly complex what it's telling your brain. Beautiful. Maybe one more time, and then come out of it. Let's roll onto your backs and take a nice rest. Right? So, I mean, and the other thing that's so incredible about this position, I mean, talk about shifting in the brain, right? You're so focused on what you just did. There's no way to be anywhere else. You can't be thinking about what you're going to have for lunch, the phone calls you need to make, right? None of that exists. So just feel how you're digesting what you just did. Okay, bend your knees again. Bring both feet towards the ceiling, so both legs up. Interlace your hands behind your head. Lift your head and think of your elbows coming towards your knees, your chest coming towards your knees, and then go back to the ground. Keep your legs up. Just can you lift and bring those elbows and round your back? So think of your back rounding, your chest folding. Excellent. Let it go again. Let's pause and rest. And then from here, bend your knees again. And I'm going to have you swing your legs. So I want you to swing your legs over your head and then come straight up to sitting. So swing, come up to sitting. That's it. Okay, then come all the way up back onto your knees and hands. Spread the knees. Do whatever you need to do with the ankles and feet to be comfortable. Start to take the pelvis back. Lower yourselves down. Let the arms stretch out. So see if you can nicely introduce sitting on your bottom and then popping back up onto your knees, right? That's it, Brenda. Take that bottom back. Take it back. Take it back. That's it. And come back up. That's nice, Casey. What do you need to do in that hip, in that back? Go back. Beautiful, Brenda. Nice work today. Okay, and then roll onto your backs and rest. So again, the other thing nice about this hands and knees position is, again, it is a very safe way to work with yourself. So again, rest. Notice your breath and your breathing. Okay, so one last time, you're going to bend your knees, And you're going to swing your knees up over your head. You're going to use your hands to hold your pelvis up. There you go. You can do it. Look at this. Incredible. And then let the knees dangle. Let the knees dangle. The more that your knees come to your earlobes, the safer it is. So then you constantly reposition your hands using your elbows, right, as a support. And then start to think of dropping one knee towards one earlobe, down towards the floor. Is it possible? And even the toes can come to touch even first before the knee, right? So you let those toes touch and it feels even more stable to bring the knee down. And the legs are apart. Spread them a little wider. Yeah, a little wider. There you go. Then you're going to feel like, yeah, let the toes come down. There you go. Huge opening in your neck and upper back. Just a little bit more play with it. Awesome. Okay, come out of it and let's rest on your backs. Really rest. So really take in, really take some time here. I'm going to give you a long rest to really take in what's happening. Right? What kind of change, right, changes you're feeling, you're experiencing in your breath, your breathing, the curvature of your cervical spine, how that's different. How your upper back is resting, how you sense the area in between your shoulder blades, down to your pelvis, down to your feet. Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left to just feel the quality, right? It's just effortless. Feel how easy. It's almost like you don't have a neck anymore. When things are really easy and smooth, when the quality gets really incredible, you feel nothingness, right? So when we feel more things is when there's more problems, right? But like children, they run around and they live in their bodies virtually not feeling their bodies because everything's functioning so well. And then just take another moment to think about this week, if there was something you would play with on your own, you know, what felt maybe really wonderful or extraordinary for you that you would want to revisit. So back to your mind and your thought, you know, in your brain. So if you just take a moment to think of one or two things that really stand out that you didn't think you could do and you got there, and it'll stay in your brain. So see what that is for you. And as you're ready, you're going to roll to a side, come to sitting, take your time from sitting to standing to see how you feel in standing from this lesson.